Blog Talk Radio.
Havana Brown, Red One, Mr. Worldwide, from Miami, Morocco, to Australia, to the world. Got it.
Run them, run them. When the sun goes down, 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 boy, you afraid of the dark. And when the lights go out, 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 tell me, do you know where to start? And when the bass gets loud, 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 that is when I feel apart.
Blaster in his music.
Blaster. You know, he told me we were going to end up with something that we didn't like, so I was prepared.
Yep.
That is not my issue. Where is my angry testosterone?
That's what I've been trying to figure out.
What are you talking about?
I was like, look, we need something to pump us up. And he
We run the night. What else do you want?
It's not running the night. That is passing out drinking drunk in the night. That's not even awake.
That is not.
You are usually so hardcore.
Drinking song for you? Really?
No,
really?
I don't drink. You know, because I don't get drunk. But I'm saying, you know, that's the song where
She's not allowed to drink.
I picture some little cute 50-pound girl drinking and dancing around and going, ha-ha. Yeah, that's what I picture with that song. And that's not what I want. I want to see the girls in the combat boots that are angry and coming to do some damage.
Well, I don't know what you want. You're not.
You know what I want.
No, I don't.
Anyway, moving on. It is September 13, 2012. I'm confused as fuck because I was here today, this morning.
Oh, my God. You know what?
What?
I forgot to get our guest phone number. I can't call her. I got to go back
in. Oh, my God.
I got to go back in a Second Life, and I jumped in, and I was like, boom, boom, boom. I'm out. Well,
go back in there and grab her. We're supposed to have a guest tonight, as you just heard, but apparently Corey messed up.
Apparently somebody forgot.
Yeah, I am Snow White. And that's Corey, the one who, you know, forgot to get our guest phone number.
Mm-hmm.
We also have Master Blaster up here, who apparently...
Oh, yeah!
Ooh.
No, I don't know. I just felt like saying that.
Okay, he's a little weird.
It's Thursday. I got a good amount of sleep. I'm feeling good.
You know, I called him and he hung up in my face.
I did. I was asleep, though.
Why did you hang up in her face?
I was fumbling with the phone, and when you get the sleepies in your eyes, you're fumbling with the phone. It's one of those complex phones where you gotta like shift to the right, then up, down, and then you gotta dance a little bit before
I'm
like
just
six.
I'm not one of those chicks you hang up on. I was like, I looked at the phone. What?
Did he just? No, he did not.
That's exactly what I said. Oh no, he did not hang up on me. Especially since I've been trying to talk to Blaster all week, and he won't talk to me.
And then she called me back, and when I picked up, I said, "Holla back, girl."
No, he didn't. He said hello, and I said, "What is wrong?" I was all up in the high register. What is wrong with you?
He did send me text messages. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? I'm sleeping. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse you. So, anyways, it's nice. It's Thursday, and I'm super excited. I've been pumped.
You are obviously hyper, and it's a little scary.
I am. Is it now? Is it scary in a good way? Is it like,
Not sure.
Okay, well, time will tell.
We'll just have to see. And I am having the worst time trying to figure out Blender. It's driving me crazy. I cannot figure out how to manipulate organic objects.
You just throw them in and you hit frappe. That's it.
Aha, you're not funny.
It's something wrong with y'all. Okay, so I got a number now. We're going to call our guest here shortly. Y'all want to do... This is going to come out all wrong, and it's a nighttime show, so there's no other way to say this. Y'all want to do her first?
I would love to do her first, yes. Actually, I need to give out the phone number because, you know, that's what we need to do. MJ Dukes is in the house.
Whatevs.
What up? Okay, our phone number if you want to call in and chat with us is 347-215-7977. Am I calling?
We can all call, actually, because this did not go the way we were trying to go. Because, you know, I had a day where I had, like, 2 hours of sleep.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I wasn't all there. This was, you know.
You're never all there.
But you want me to call her? Is that what you're saying?
Suck a fat. Huh?
You want me to call her?
Yeah, you're going to call her in just a moment.
Okay.
Did you just tell her to suck a fat one? That's not
no,
nice.
No, I'm talking to you,
to
Lester.
You.
I'm talking to you,
she just
Lester.
Wants to help.
I know
you.
She wasn't talking to me because I didn't do anything.
And plus, you'd enjoy that too much. But
not yours.
Who is texting me?
It ain't me.
It's probably that lady being like, I thought it was supposed to be on your show. Where are you? All right. Some silence there.
Yeah, we're not paying attention to you.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
Just so you know.
That's fine.
Okay, making sure.
I'll go back to perfecting Blender.
Whatever.
Anyways.
I think Corey's either muted or she's doing something and distracted.
Probably both. She's probably distracted.
Probably both. She probably got a sext.
She might be playing the new Wii U.
I might
yeah.
be.
Yeah.
Are you playing the new Wii U?
No, I was getting our guest's phone number. So, whom we were about to call.
Yeah, we definitely
shortly.
Have to, yeah. Okay, you want me to call her now?
Yes.
Okay, am I using Blog Talk to do this?
Yes, you are, because we have all these free minutes that we never use.
That is fantabulous. Now, where the hell did you put the phone number? Oh, there it is.
It's right there to the left. Oh, there's, I thought you were talking about the button.
No.
Her name is Carrie Tattoo. I'm going to ask her how she pronounces her.
Oh, hey, it's ringing. That's awesome. That's exciting.
It is rather exciting.
Hello.
Hi,
hello.
This is Gamer Girls Radio. Who is there?
Hi. Hi.
Is this Carrie?
This is Carrie. Can you hear me okay?
Hi, Carrie.
We can hear you perfectly. Oh, she deserves some applause because, you know.
Wait, hold on. Let me find it. No, you find it.
I had it. You messed up my switchboard.
There we go. There we go. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Carrie, pardon us. None of us have had a good amount of sleep, so we're crazy.
Black
okay.
has. He's just hyper.
No, he
so.
Didn't. No, he didn't. He hung up on me. So clearly he is not in his right mind.
I whatever. Some people would consider that to be completely sane by hanging up on you, but whatever. It's fine.
Okay. So anyway, I'm going to introduce her. This is Miss. How do you say your last name anyway in SL? I say Tatsu, but that might be wrong.
No, that's correct. That's correct. Okay.
So, ladies and gentlemen of our listening audience, live at Memorex, this is Miss Carrie Tattoo. You have heard us talk about her for like the past, oh, I don't know, 6 months to a year, her brilliance. And I think she thought I was making that up. I really was not making that up. We talk about you quite often.
Yeah, they do, yes.
Yeah, because Snow is afraid of your baby, so she has to pick one up.
They freak me out, so... I can't be around them. They kind of freak me out.
But but Ginger and I, and Ginger's off tonight. She's six. But we love. Well, you already know we love your stuff. We created a store, and we love making. All I make is shoes. I just do baby shoes. Okay, so the reason why we are so enamored with you is not just due to the clothes or anything like that. It's that you have a little mini empire, and we're just like awed by you, the coding, the fact that the babies grow, because this is totally new to Second Life. Well, we've seen other babies that grow, but there was one that Ginger reviewed last year where the head just got really big, but it didn't actually grow into anything. I don't want to say their name on air, Baby Tattoo. But yeah.
Baby Tattoo.
Yeah. So how, where did you come up with the idea to make the babies? Was it from seeing the other Second Life little creatures running around?
Well, we actually started with pets. So when I joined Second Life in 2006, we didn't make a baby. We made cats and dogs and different pets. And then when you make a pet, every single pet has to have a unique model. So if I make, like, a Doberman, it's going to have a different model than, like, a Chihuahua. So I thought if we could make a baby, they all have the same model, but they just have different skins and faces. And so producing the baby would in some way be easier than making pets. And so that's sort of how it evolved.
Wow.
That's pretty smart. actually.
And
awesome.
Well, I also had a baby. I mean, I had just, when we started with the pets, I had a baby, and then I had another, I have two, and I had another one when we made the baby. So I was actually going through the stages of you know, the first month and the second month of development, and had the books on, you know, what they do, and I was watching what he did. And so that was really instrumental, you know, in trying to make sure that these things were sort of correct, in, you know, in the way they develop.
I did not even think about that. I was wondering where you got the idea. Where did she get the idea for the stages business? I'm keeping mine in newborn, yeah.
I was going to say that there's a lot of us who have been dabbling with, you know, putting models in games, 3D models and stuff. If you can think back, because I know you've probably been doing this for a while, what's been the hardest part of that, like that whole process, learning it and doing it? Because I'm intensely curious about it myself, and I've been, like, going through, you know, 3D modeling programs and wraps and things, learning all that stuff. But, I mean, like, scripting is, like, a whole other level. Like, what is the hardest thing, I guess, for you that's been?
Well, one thing I think that's really challenging is doing this in Second Life, there are a lot of limitations. Like, you know, the baby doesn't have facial expressions. It doesn't move like it should move in a regular 3D environment. And so that in itself has been really limiting in what we actually want the baby to do. But regarding modeling, when I was in, I went to graduate school for art, and I had this interest in just learning how to do 3D modeling and create art with it. And so I just ended up, taking Maya. I was actually watching, like, Maya tutorials on how to do this while I was taking classes in art. And it never for any reason other than I just had this interest in it. It didn't necessarily apply to a job or anything. And then that was it. And then I graduated and didn't do any of it and just got a job in advertising and then had a baby. And then Second Life came along, and then those skills kind of, you know, became really handy, you know, learning how to actually create a model. But I don't code. We have a small team of people to actually create the product. So it's not all – I could never do this all by myself. There's just too much work. So, you know,
but you take all the brunt of all the angry people. You handle it quite well.
Well, we even have people for that. I mean, there are some people who what's really interesting, too, is that, you know, there are people who are available all day for whatever reason. And so it gives them in some way a purpose to go on and talk with other people. So we have people, our customer service people, who are on all the time, and they just sort of help, you know, deal with people who have problems or, you know, technical issues or whatever. But
I think not only do the babies amaze me, the fact that you have a customer service team and you all are, for the most part, very professional. And when I was talking to Carrie earlier in a text, you were saying, you know, would this even be relevant? You have a fully functioning, very professional company. Even though it's in Second Life, a lot of people need to take some notes, even outside of Second Life. There are game companies that don't have customer service as good as your people are. And I've sat in the chat room all day. I kid you not, I have sat in the chat room all day, and I've seen some of these women, some men that are just going off on you guys, and your girls never, you know, they never break character. They never snap back at anybody. I snap back at people because I don't work for you, but I'm like, what do you mean that your foot is miscolored? Maybe something's wrong with your cards. You know, so I can say that, but you know, this is one of the reasons why we wanted you on here. This is an amazing accomplishment. I know it maybe doesn't feel that way to you because you're in Second Life, but it is an amazing, amazing thing to see a company you all function so well together. I don't ever hear any bad things. You know, Carrie released a baby and, you know, it's not working and she took my 5,000 lendens and, you know, I don't know where my baby is. And I hear this, you know, I've been in Second Life probably about a year longer than you. And
yeah.
I have heard everything under the sun, from fake land to, you know, things you pass by that steal money. Just, I hear nothing bad about you ever. And that is an amazing accomplishment, whether you realize it or not. Nothing bad, other than people griping.
They're going to do that anyway.
Yeah, they're going to do that.
They're going to gripe anyway.
So now,
great. Thank you for that.
That's one of the reasons why we had to have you on. So now, my next question is, what kind of new babies are coming out? Can you talk about some
Oh, jeez.
You know, I always want to know.
Don't let her near the baby. She just wants to open them up and look inside.
Yeah.
Not let her touch any of your babies.
I have my own baby, and I can't get her open to see her. I'm a code junkie, Gary. I have gotten people's products, and not to do anything with it. I just want to see what's in it. And so I haven't ripped hers open yet. But
well, no, I mean, honestly, I absolutely love people, coders. I do. I think they're amazing. And one of the best things with them is, you know, having them look really great and then having them, their code being clean and work efficiently. And so that's like, I mean, I'm not a coder. And so when, you know, I work with two of them, and they're fantastic, and we go back and forth. We talk every day pretty much, work together all the time, and it's wonderful to work with people who have skill sets that you admire and respect. And so, but as far as, like, new babies, right now there aren't any new babies coming out. I'm sorry.
I need a new one.
Yeah, there are not. We are working on another product, but not So the babies have been the newest version has been out really kind of this past year, and what we're trying to do is basically complete all of our products at the same level that the babies are. So we have pets that are old and they need to be recoded and they need to have behavior that is more intelligent and things like that. And so what we're trying to do is go back in and still continue to make baby products, like we just released a diaper bag and we're going to be releasing some toddler beds, but as far as like moving forward in Second Life, we're going to be working on pets. So the next thing is, I'm sure you guys know that breedables are really popular.
Yes, and yeah, they are.
We kind of missed that mark because we were working on babies, but I think there's still room for doing something as a breedable that is maybe better than what's already out there or different, and so.
Okay, let me jump in real quick because I need
ahead.
To explain what a breedable is, because a lot of people who listen, they don't really know Second Life, so we need to explain what it is. A breedable is basically it's like a cat or a dog or some kind of animal, horse, rabbit, and you get one male, obviously, and then you get a female or vice versa, and you breed them, and
yes,
they
okay.
make actual little prim babies, like little prim other things that you can, they grow up and you feed them and you take care of them. You make sure they're not sick. You give them medicine, water, everything. And then when they reach a certain age, you can breed them as well.
I'm going to tell you, what are those little things that everybody was crazy about? Those little things that look like squirrels. I hate those little fucking things.
What are you talking about?
The ones in Second Life. Carrie, I bet she knows what I'm talking about. You know the ones. They look like little squirrels or whatever.
What are you talking about?
Thank you. Those fucking Mirus. I hate them. I hate them. But so, Miru's mate. I want a pet that dies because I think they should go away. I think they should breed and they grow up and they should get old and die. Are you going to make yours die?
They should go away. They should die and then they should delete themselves from your account.
There you go.
You can make tons of money. You can make tons of money that way.
See, we're giving her ideas. She's like, let me talk to these coders possibly.
The idea is to not just outbreed, but create a product that you care for, you know, that you nurture, that grows with you. And so it's sort of like kind of taking this idea of what the baby does and feeling like it's part of you and then doing the same thing to the pet. And, you know, that's...
Well, Corey's more interested in the breeding side of that aspect anyway.
Well,
you are so dirty.
But no, he's not wrong. You know, I like the whole... not the way that he's talking about. I like to see the genetic output. That's the reason why I like... Did God look at me?
What is that?
Corey?
What?
Yeah,
you got really quiet all of a sudden.
I did? Did God take me?
Your microphone was popping. It's popping and locking.
I think she's dying. I think my mic is dying. I've had her for 4 years. It's about time for her to die. Usually they don't last that long. Can you hear me now?
That's better. That's
Unfortunately,
better.
Yes, we can.
You know what? I know where you live.
Now, I think I understand what you like, Corey. You're more onto the genetic side. Like, you like to see which traits are passed down and which traits are dominant, which traits are recessive, that kind of thing.
Yes, biology. I like the biology of it. Now, and
Me too, funny enough.
You made me forget I was going to ask Carrie. God.
I was going to ask for something.
There was going to be a murder committed with an axe.
Oh, I was going to ask you. Okay, so whose idea was it to have the whole community thing by, you know, letting other people make and sell clothing? I know we call it an affiliate program, but really I call that genius as well, because as we all know here, we talk about that a lot of game companies, and again, I know she doesn't see herself that way, but you are. A lot of game companies in the beginning, like especially The Sims in the early days, did the very same thing. It's what made them famous. I think that goes a long way towards helping you out quite a bit, too. You kind of, you know, hand out at least a part of it to the community and say, here, go and do some of your own stuff, and then I'll take you back in. So whose idea was that?
Well, what ended up happening is basically there was a huge demand for clothing, and there was no way that I could possibly or even hire people to make all the clothing. And also just me and myself would be really limiting in the kind of particular styles I would make. And so I thought, why not let everybody else make clothing? Because obviously you'd have a lot more options, and people may like doing it, just like you like when you're a kid and you play with dolls, you like, you know, making up, putting on dresses or different outfits. And so I think that was, it kind of came where I couldn't do it myself, and I thought it would be something that someone else would really enjoy doing, whether they wanted to make money at it or they just enjoyed making the clothing. And then from there we made the shoes and the hats and the everything else.
It's genius.
It is. That was pretty much a brilliant business plan, because not only do you have people making clothes for your product, that keeps them interested, and that also gets other people interested in the product, because they may see the clothes first and be like, oh, that's really cute, and, oh, we can have a baby, and then the whole second, like, pregnancy thing happens, and then they have babies, and it's really freaking me out.
I mean, yeah, honestly, we've considered, like, taking this idea and applying it to different platforms and sort of how to do that, so it's not, you know, we're thinking about that, you know, out thinking about how we can do things outside of Second Life with the same sort of ideas that we've done in Second Life.
You could, and it would work.
You could actually, you could probably make a simple game doing this exact same thing. Like, you know how people used to have those little pocket baby things?
Tamagotchi?
Yeah, those things. You could probably do something exactly like that.
But we would recommend staying away from it.
Or even like Pokey baby battles.
You know what? That would not go over well. You know this.
I'm just saying.
Blaster.
You know this would not go over well at all. Oh, and I had another question and now have forgotten to do the Pokey baby battles. Mm.
It's his fault. Blame him.
Yeah, he is not good for my brain right now. I need to catch a little bit of sleep. Okay. I was going to ask you. Okay, so how has the mesh changed? The modeling any at all? I think your stuff was kind of mesh beforehand, if I'm not mistaken. Weren't you already kind of like a step ahead of that?
Yeah, well, what happened was, so when we heard that mesh was coming like a while back, we thought, okay, this is awesome. We'll be able to actually create full-on polygon models that can move. And what the problem was that you can only actually do that if it's an avatar, because you cannot animate a mesh that is not an avatar. And so it didn't really make any difference in our babies. And we had thought, we had considered making a baby avatar, but kind of stepped away from that because we don't necessarily want people to role play as babies. And so just because that's a whole other, you know, area
we just weren't really
wanted to get into. So actually mesh with the babies hasn't really made much of a difference. If the technology allows us in the future to actually animate an independent 3D model mesh without having an avatar control it, or even a bot. We thought about that too, but that's kind of a big mess. You know, then they completely transform into something exactly that you would see, you know, in full-on 3D gaming environment. But Second Life just isn't there yet. But when it is, we'll be the first ones to do it. So.
And that we have no doubt about, because, yeah, I have been around the digital baby block, and yours was heads and shoulders above all of them, especially that one with the very, very big head. There's a picture somewhere floating around on our Twitter of Ginger holding that other baby. She was like, why is its head so big? Go ahead, Blaster.
Well, I was going to say, since you kind of mentioned the future of Second Life, I mean, do you? I know you. You know, since you're a business and you're kind of really you're rolling through Second Life and you're doing pretty good there. Do you guys get any kind of insight in where Second Life's going, where they're headed? I mean, are they headed to something like that? I mean, is there something that you kind of inside track you could share with us?
Well, honestly, I had thought probably a year and a half ago, that Second Life was over. I was really concerned. Our sales had started to decline, and just overall, like, they had fired that CEO or hired, and then they fired 30% of their staff. And,
yeah.
And there was some, like, serious shakeups. A lot of people left. There were some problems, like, with the economy, and I just was like, oh, my gosh, you know, this is it. And then they kind of seemed to get through it, and even though they weren't really out in the public much or, you know, being written about in the media, they still seemed to have this core audience that didn't want to leave. And so I honestly think that that core audience still really finds a place there and doesn't want to leave. And because of that, I think Second Life will continue. I have no idea at, you know, how it's going to grow and and if it's going to reach people beyond that audience. And I hope it does, because I honestly think it's a fantastic place to create content. I think it's great. It's just a really creative environment with a lot of opportunity. And so, but as far as like knowing any Lindens personally, I honestly don't. If I have a problem and I call them, they always help me really quickly. I can tell you that.
Of course they do. They know who you meet.
Yeah.
Well,
you make a lot of money. You make them a lot of money.
Well, they're in also, I mean, I'm in Chicago and they're in San Francisco, so I don't really, you know, I've never visited their office, you know.
No,
but
trust me, they know you make some money, so they're going to respond very quickly. People who make some money or people like us who have big mouths, they respond to very quickly.
And they do respond to us
very, very quickly.
Very quickly.
So, Ms. Carey, do you want to stick around and play with us for a little while? Or do you have some work to go do? Because we understand. I know you're a busy woman.
No, by this time, I'm actually not doing anything. So it's either, I'm here. I'm not going to work. So depending on the project, sometimes I do work at night, but I'm not going to tonight.
During the show, I'll relay to you your angry customers that are looking for you.
Yeah, that's all right.
Don't do that. Let her have a break, dude.
It's been funny because I've been sitting in here all day. Literally, I counted today like 25 times your name was mentioned. Where's Carrie? Have you seen Carrie? My baby's broken. Have you seen Carrie? Carrie made such and such, and she said we would have this. When will we have it? Has anybody seen Carrie? Carrie.
Let her have a break.
Yeah, I know. Well, here's the other. I mean, if you want to know, I have a real life family, and I've had to make some decisions about how to balance running this and actually be home, like, and see my family. They're in school. Like, I have my child in daycare, and I do this full time, and my husband does this full time, and we have a staff that does this full time. But that doesn't mean, like, in Second Life, you can actually work 24 hours a day and never see anybody else. And so I think you have to make a conscious effort, you know, and really consider your time and how valuable that is and how much time you want to spend in your real life and making that meaningful and then in this particular environment and growing that. And so it's sort of been this balance and this struggle and how much time am I going to devote to this and how big can I possibly make it given that limited time without, you know, losing touch with my real life. And,
exactly.
Right. And so I feel like it probably could have been, you know, I probably could be more available and Zuvius probably could be larger than it is if I gave up more of my real life. I think it's important when you have a child too that they know who you are and that they see you.
That actually brings up a really, really good point about just gaming in general and not just anyone who runs a business. A lot of people get so caught up in what they're doing online, they kind of neglect what's going on in their real life. And, you know, and there have been cases over in Asia, mainly, where people have literally just keeled over dead at computers in a gaming cafe just from too much gaming. And really, you have to take a step back from the computer and you have to say, okay, I have to go spend some time with my significant other or my parents or my aunt, my uncle, or my child. For Pete's sake, if you have a child, step back from the computer and spend time with them every now and then. It's good for you. So it just it really does bring up a good point. You have to have some balance. Sure, online is great. I love it. I'm online a lot. A lot. But I also make time for my real life. So
I schedule. You know how I am.
Oh, yeah. You and your schedules.
Yeah, I got a stack of, look, there's my sticky notes with my schedules on them right here in my hand. They're all over the desk. At 5 o'clock, this. And at 6 o'clock, you need to tell Baby Natrix to blah, blah. And then you need to do this. And then you need to do that. I think, Carrie, you do an excellent job, like I said, of balancing your time and dealing with people. I am not so nice, I must say. In doing this all, I kid you not, in doing this in all these years, which one of you is a nice one? I think Snow and Ginger are probably the nice ones. Blaster, they just, you know, the ladies love him.
Yeah.
So he doesn't really have any issues. And then I'm the mean one. So when we have an issue, that I'm the mean person. they can deal with me. They're like, Corey so-and-so said blah, blah, blah. Okay, I got it. So you do a much better job than I do, I'm telling you.
Yeah, some of us are like, I'm too nice. I'm like, well, maybe they really didn't mean it. We're like, no. Okay.
Yes, and I know exactly which incident you're talking about most recently. I wanted to tell you that so-and-so said blah, blah. Really? Well, they might have meant, I don't care what they meant. No, I don't care what they meant. I'll call them. Let me talk to them. Corey, you might want, no.
You might want to calm down. No.
So I'm watching. She does an excellent job. One of the reasons we had to have you on. Now, we have to move to some news stuff, and I'm not good with my segues today because I need sleep.
You have been really bad with your segues.
I'm all kinds of off. I have nothing. Well, I have things to do tomorrow, but like we were just talking about, yeah, it's time to take a short respite and sleep for a few hours tomorrow. What was I going to talk about? What show are we on again? Oh, this
we're
is nighttime,
on the Thursday
right?
show.
It's nighttime, yeah. It's
yes,
nighttime.
Yes, it's nighttime.
Wait a minute. What were we going to tease Blaster about?
Oh.
Where did he go? Wait a minute. Is he still there? Did he leave?
I've been here. I've been
Blaster.
Quiet.
Hey, Blaster.
Yes.
I got news for you.
Do you?
I do.
What kind of news?
Well, you know Ubisoft, right? And you know mm-hmm. that they are slacking off on their DRMs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently their new service that they're offering, you know, like for playing games online and stuff. Mm-hmm. Apparently, later on, they're going to be offering third-party software, so they're going to turn into another Steam.
Oh. I'm not worried about it. You know, Gabe Newell. Gabe Newell was asked about Origin and the threat it posed to Steam. Gabe Newell basically said, no, I would welcome another service because it's a chance for us to continue to innovate and get better and better. So I don't see that as a problem for a very, you know, committed Steam and Valve fan as myself. So.
And who said that was going to be his response?
Oh, my God. She was imitating you this morning, and she said it almost word for word.
You know what? Well, then why do you even ask me? So you know the answer.
I had to hear it for myself. You had the tonality and everything down. You got to listen to this. You got to listen to the news in the morning. Oh, my God.
Well, why even ask then?
Because I wanted to hear it. I could not help but hear it. Oh, my God. Here we go.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
That's pictures of Gabe Newell. Why?
Why?
Ew, stop. Ew.
He's not attractive. I don't want to see that. Thank you.
Anyways. No, seriously, that's cool. I mean, I to be honest with you, I own one game on Origin. I had to get it because it wasn't being sold on Steam.
Not Origin.
No, not Origin. This is Ubisoft.
I know. No, I know that. I'm saying I'm okay. I don't really care if another service comes online. I mean, like I said,
He's going to be faithful to Steam.
I'm going to be faithful to Steam. Well, I went and I saw what, you know, Origin got cooking, and I didn't like it. And maybe down the road they might get better, but right now it's not a service for me. So,
well,
you know.
I knew he was going
to
say
that. I had to buy Crysis 2 because it wasn't, because EA did that stupid thing where they pulled almost all their AAA titles from Valve.
Well, here's the amazing thing. EA is saying they will work with Ubisoft. They will give them some of their games. This is what the rumor is anyway.
I'm sure. They probably, you know why? You know why? Because really, to be honest with you, that Ubisoft's no threat to them. Who's the threat to them right now? There's only one service out there right now that everybody enjoys.
Did you hear that? he was like, do you know why? Do you know why? Do you know why?
I'm just saying. It's so obvious.
He's like a kid trying to prove his point just by talking. You know why?
Trying to prove my point. I am proving my point.
His nose, when you said that, exactly what I pictured. He's a little boy. His nose is running. He's got his football under his arm, and he is yelling at you. And the
you know why?
Wow. You guys have been hanging around virtual babies too long.
Oh, my God.
Virtual children too long.
Don't you talk about my baby. I can't remember her name right now. But if you say anything about my baby.
I just got to look at Gabe's caring, trusting, all-knowing eyes, and I'm fine. I don't have to listen
okay,
to you.
Okay, how about I just posted a link in the room and did it all wrong? Okay, because we were getting ready to talk about this. That is hands-on video of the new Wii U TV. Did you hear about that?
Hands-on TV.
Yeah, hands-on video. I'm sorry, y'all.
She's tired. Give her a break.
You heard about that's interesting that they're going to be doing a TV version. You heard about Wii's Big Picture Mode, right? I mean, Steam's Big Picture Mode, right?
No. What do you mean they're doing a picture mode? Do you understand what Wii U is doing at all? Do you understand what's about to happen here?
Go ahead and tell me what's about to happen.
You said Wii and he shut down. You know
I know he didn't. He didn't hear. Okay, Nintendo has officially announced the launch of the Wii U's November 18th. They've told you how much it's going to cost. It's $300 for a basic white edition, $350 for the deluxe. The basic is 8 gigabyte. The deluxe is 32 gigabyte.
After the price point on that is perfect, actually.
Wait.
That's perfect, but
let me tell you what makes it perfect, Blaster.
Go ahead.
You're getting your Netflix, your Hulu, your TiVo with a DVR built into your Wii, and they named a couple of bunch of other crap we were talking about this morning, I can't remember, but you get all of that, and they're not going to charge you anything extra. There's no monthly fee for this service.
No,
Amazon is...
Netflix has got a cost.
No.
Yeah, you have access to Netflix, but you have to pay for a Netflix subscription.
Well, that's different. But we're talking about, you know how you have to pay for your Xbox Live subscription to even get your Netflix on your Xbox. They're saying, you know what, you can have your Wii, you paid for it. You can pay your extra subscription for your Netflix if you want to.
I get through my PS3 right now. I don't pay a subscription
for
to
Netflix?
PS3 Network. Yeah. You don't have to
No, but keep in mind, this is a next gen console. Even though people are being
console with the next gen facelift. No, listen, I have been paying attention. Listen, the Wii U, I've been paying attention to. I told you I was going to reserve judgment and check this thing out for myself. I've been watching a lot of the videos on it, and there was a video about Batman Arkham City, which is the newer one that just came out recently, and it does not look very next-gen to me. In fact, it looks worse than the current
gen. I cannot get with you people that watch video of console video on your TV that is old and say, it doesn't look good to me. Of course it doesn't. You don't have. If you were in person, it's different. We all know this. You have to see it in person.
I'm saying I read an article from a person who saw it in person who said it there's something wrong.
So you're basically going by hearsay. You're going by hearsay. You're not even talking about something you did yourself. You're doing something that you saw that somebody else saw that they wrote about.
That's the same thing I'm doing, but my credibility is not good enough.
High quality.
Whatever.
You guys are going off all those positive vibes that you haven't seen.
Well, no, I said that some things that I was not fond of that they actually said they were implementing. I said, in this day and age, it should have social media implementation, and they went back and put it in. So it's got Facebook and Twitter and Google+ and all that in it now. And then they told you, by the way, not only can you watch this on your TV on the Wii, if somebody's wanting the TV, you can even pick up your little pad and go somewhere else now. So watch TV on your little handheld pad. I think all this is great because I'm thinking in terms of a family. And Carrie's sitting there. She's got kids that'll be fighting over the Wii. This makes it much more easy when you are tired of watching them play Mario Kart for the 15th time, and you're like, I just want to turn on the TV, and you can hand them this thing and say, okay, go play Mario Kart, and they didn't even have to stop playing. They've also went back. They did borrow this from PS3, but they're going to borrow some things from them that the continuous play, meaning if you have a 3DS, you can pick it up and continue playing with your 3DS and go about your way, just like you can with the Vita. But we know they're going to steal some stuff from them. And they're still not showing us because it's Nintendo. We're still only seeing probably about an eighth of what's actually going to be in the console. That's why I need to have my own hands on this one before I say yay or nay, in all honesty. Most of the time I can kind of gauge with Xbox, when they say they put something out, they don't generally hide what they're doing. They just, you know, they give it to you all up front. Same with PlayStation. Nintendo never tells you everything. They would like for you to pick it up and check it out. So I got to see this one. Can't take anybody's word on it, whether it's good or bad.
Well, here's the thing. I was going to say this, that the price point is just right. They had a very decent price point. If it has all the technology that they say it does, they have to charge a pretty, you know, more than they charge for the original Wii with it. And I think that's a good price. $300 is very cheap for the stuff you get. So that was a very positive thing that they did, that they announced about the Wii U. But I'm just saying that I'm looking at the videos for it, and again, it still looks interesting to me. I just think that, and from everything I've been reading, is that the hardware underneath the hood is still this current gen. It's not necessarily next gen. The next gen part is all the other stuff they throw into it with the Wii U controller and all that stuff. That's where the next gen comes in. It's not the hardware itself.
Now, Jay, while you're there in the chat room, why is the Wii U not grabbing your attention? And I'm sure you'll answer that question 30 seconds after I answer it, because, you know, we got a 30-second delay. Dark is saying that the second-party games is what's getting him all excited. I don't do Netflix and Hulu and all that, so that's not something that actually excites me, but I know some people are going to go nuts for it. The fact that, you know, it's kind of like having a little wireless gadget in the house you can carry around. I'm about to cut snow. Another little wireless gadget you can carry around in the house. Yeah, that's exactly why I'm going to cut you.
Why?
That you can carry around the house and go you know, go to other rooms and do things and be on the internet. And I'm all about not fighting, because I will tell you, Baby Nature is getting pretty tall, and we're about to come to blows over the Xbox and the iPad up in here. So this is going to be helpful, so y'all won't see us on the news. We'll both be in jail, you know, with black eyes. See, Snow, you haven't seen her in a while. She's like 4'5". You know, I'm only 5 feet tall, so, you know.
You are taller than that.
No, I'm 5'1". That's not much. She's 4'5" now.
Okay, no, I'm like 5'3".
You're a 5'3" lie. You went up with you and Ginger in the lies. I'm looking at you dead in your face. No, ma'am.
I have been measured by a doctor. I'm 5'3".
What doctor were you measured by? Dr. Pepper does not count.
I'm not talking about Dr. Pepper.
You are not 5'3". But you see what I'm saying? Little Miss Baby Natrix is, you know, we're about to be, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what, Jay? Let me address Jay for a second about this gimmicky thing. I have to address you. You cannot be gimmicky when you're the one who created the item. Decant is not possible. They created the handheld market. I never understood you and Z with that whole gimmicky thing. They said the same thing about the Wii. I didn't get a Wii. It was gimmicky. It's not a gimmicky when you did it. It's gimmicky when Xbox went and did it. Then it's a gimmick because they copied from someone else.
Yeah.
They just created something new. It was innovative. Whether you liked it or not is up to you. But you can't say gimmick.
Wait. I want to address something. Wii has been dying a slow death now for a couple years. Are you even paying attention to the news?
Yeah, the Wii do in the mornings. The Wii has still been outselling all the consoles. Still.
Yeah. And they have come out with, like, this freaking, what is it, Wii U-verse thing?
Nintendo Land.
Yeah, but, you know, it's not been killing them as good as it was doing it before.
That's dying a slow death. What are you talking about?
No, I'm just saying that to be absurd. No. You're right. It's still selling. It's still selling pretty good. I mean, this current generation definitely owned the Wii, actually owned it. Whether or not I feel like that was that, I understood that, because I still don't understand it. But whatever. I mean, it still did it, right? That's fine and dandy. And I think that the Wii U has some good things going for it, right? It's not.
Does he seem a little bitter to you?
I'm not bitter. No, I'm not bitter at all. I'm talking about the Wii U.
This is actually a little difference in him, because usually he's like very anti-Nintendo.
Yeah, I'm not anti-Nintendo. I think the Wii U's got some good things going for it. And would I like to own one? Yeah, right now at this point, I wouldn't. No, seriously. Don't laugh at me. I'm not finished.
No, I'm laughing at you because I like the voice. You had to pause for a minute and think about it.
I really did think about it, because I had to weigh my dislike for the original Wii and then get rid of that, because that's not really what this is, and think about the new Wii U in itself, by itself, sitting alone. And yes, I would like to own one, I think, at this point. I need to go check it out in the store for certain before I'll know for certain, but at this point, everything looks pretty positive. I'm still a little concerned about, you know, the hardware and if it's going to be able to keep up with you know, games that are going to be coming out in the next 3-4 years. But as far as the extra, as far as the Wii U controller, no, that's all a solid win, right? That's a home run for Nintendo.
Well, you know what? we're not getting new consoles for 2 years. So it's not a matter of can it keep up with the hardware that's coming out in the next years, because we all, even though nobody wants to admit this, and I don't know what it is with some of our fellow gamers, okay? The other two wait to see what Nintendo does, and then they put it in their console. Always been that way. Nintendo was here first. That's just the way it is. They were here first. They created it. End of discussion. You owned a Nintendo before you ever knew what a PlayStation was, before you knew what an Xbox was. You had a Game Boy before you knew what a Vita was.
Atari. I owned it.
Atari has left the playing field officially years ago. Yeah.
What's about the original source of it all? There you go.
Well, yeah, they're the source, but Nintendo's the one who came in and revolutionized it. Give them their due.
Sure.
But I think the issue always becomes with me is not that I'm saying that Nintendo is super, super great. They make super, super great games. I like the innovation that they do. I keep hearing, whenever I hear people when they're discussing the Nintendo consoles, it's always people, for one, they never picked up one. They never played it. And I will say things look funny to me, but I will not out and out say I don't like it without having had my hands on it to play with it. That's what she said. That's right. Like Jay is saying, the DS Lite thing. I have a DS. Where is my DS anyway? I think Baby Natrix has snatched it. But she has she had a DS Lite, and last year you were standing right there. As much as you hear me talk about Nintendo, were you standing there when the Nintendo lady handed me the DS Lite when it first came out, and I threw it back at her and said, "I don't want this crap," because it wasn't good.
You were pissed. I actually stood in line to get you a cover. for at E3, and then you didn't even want it.
Yeah,
so
I threw it at him.
Like, this is a DS Lite cover.
Yes. So it's not even that I'm a Nintendo fangirl. It's like I like when they do something that's new and innovative. The 3DS, another one, it does not get its due. When I went to put my hands on it in the store and got to play it for a couple of hours, you know, Baby Natrix and I passed it back and forth. We stayed in the store probably about two hours maybe playing with it. And I was like, their marketing people suck, because you didn't touch on – this is one time they probably needed to tell everybody what this thing can do, the 3DS. And I won't tell you, if you are just so dead set against you cannot stand Nintendo, then you don't need to see what it can do. But it is a pretty amazing little machine. It is worth the $300. And the fact that it's fucking indestructible is another amazing
thing.
Is it the Nokia?
Handheld gaming consoles.
Well, is this like its predecessor, the original DS?
That was a joke. You know, going on the meme that's going on the internet about Nokia being
Well, Nokia's are not indestructible, not the way Nintendo DS is.
It was a joke. Oh my gosh.
I know it's a joke. I'm telling you, it's not indestructible the way my DS is. This is badass. I give them their credit.
The only thing I have to say is I'm a little concerned. The only thing I'm concerned about, because the Wii, you mentioned the Wii U owns a big part of the market. Next generation, there's nothing saying that they won't do the same thing, right, at this point. You have to assume that, okay? So if they're going to own a big piece of the market, I'm concerned as a PC gamer, because I feel like consoles, and I felt like this for a long time, PS3 and Xbox 360 are all holding back PC gaming from evolving, getting better, because most developers will make it for the console, and then they'll port it over to the PC, and it becomes a giant piece of crap on the PC, because you've got all these extra. It does. Well, it happens a lot. I mean, why do I need the same, you know, three actions mapped to one button on a PC? I don't. I've got tons of buttons right sitting in front of me. I can map it to anything else. Why does it have to be the same button, right? And that really gets annoying as a PC gamer. So one of the things I'm concerned about is that, because I really everything I've read says the Wii U is based upon current gen graphics. I mean, are we sitting now saying for the next, you know, 5-6 years, are we gonna be stuck at this level of
as far as you're concerned, you know, there is no choice but to stay stuck at this level, because we're not getting a new console from the other two till next year and then the year after.
But they've already got their development kits. They're already in work. They probably already have development kits out there, and the developers probably already have access. I've read articles saying that the PS3 development kit is out there in the wild, and so is the Xbox 720 kit.
The Xbox 720 kit is, but the PS4, not 3, does not have a kit out yet. They have a kit out for something else.
720 one's in the wild, and you can imagine that one's probably a lot more powerful than the current kit.
You know what? I tell you, it's not actually in the wild per se. It was something that was leaked that's for something else. I can't remember what that news was, but it's not actually out in the wild. But the thing is, the other thing that gets me is, okay, and Jay's bringing up the point I was actually about to talk about. You said it scared the developers. Our developers are not you keep talking about lacking substance. The developers are afraid to give us substance. Look at what we're getting, Farmville. Look at what we're getting from our developers. When somebody comes out with a console, instead of a developer feeling challenged and saying, you know what, I have another dimension, another way I can go here. Let me think of some other kind of game I can give these players that's going to blow their fucking mind. They go, I don't know what to do with that. Whoa, hey, what are you going to do with that?
What are you going to do with that?
I don't want to make a game. I'm not going to make a game for that. I don't know what to do with that. What's
oh,
that
you're going to tear it off.
You're going to tear it off. That is my personal take. Yeah, so no, I, and that's what Joe said. I would rather have shovelware than half-assed games for $60. I can only play so much Call of Duty. I know how to cock the gun, X in and B and right trigger. I need something else. I'm still waiting for that game where I'm like, oh my god, I cannot stop playing this. It is 4 o'clock in the morning, and I gotta eat. We gotta catch a bus. We got stuff to do. Oh, I'm still playing. Oh my god, this is awesome. And this is where I just kind of get sick of playing with the PlayStation and Xbox games, because we're getting the same games over and over, and some of you refuse to snap the fuck out of it. Stop playing these games.
Stop giving them money, and they'll stop making them.
Yeah, they keep making them.
That's what I've been saying about Wii games this whole time, but nobody listens to me.
That's because people still play the Wii. They enjoy the Wii.
No, I know, but it's all that stupid shovelware. It's all the stupid shovelware.
You, on the other hand, are just being bitter. Stop being
bitter. I'm not bitter.
Not attractive.
I'm not interested in Pikmin 3, 5, 7, 8, 9 edition.
But you want to keep playing Borderlands 2. You want to keep playing Team Fortress. Over
I'll play Borderlands 2 because they got some new stuff in it. How many first person RPGs are out there currently right now? First person shooter RPGs.
You know, no matter what you say, you're
really
going to be wrong to him, Corey.
Yes.
You really want me to name you? Okay.
Go through a list.
Are we talking about strict RPGs?
First person shooter RPG hybrids. Well, how many of them are out there?
Let's see. APB can be classified as that.
APB
is not an MMO.
RPG.
Hate to tell you, but it is not an MMO.
RPG. So you haven't played. This is why I don't deal with certain people as gamers. You call yourself a gamer. You decided you hated something without touching it. I at least am going to try it before I say it sucks. So when I present an argument, I got facts to back up, not just what I think.
It's not a single player game. APB is not.
No, you did not say single player. You said RPG.
The RPG, first person shooter hybrid. So you've named two. But one of those is an MMO for sure.
No, you said.
Yes. Second Earth is an MMO. Second Earth is an MMO. Corey.
Oh, Lord. I love how
you named two of them, and that means that there's a ton of them out there. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes, there are a ton. But how would you know? You don't want to play them. You are stuck on your two. What is it with two men and you get stuck on the one thing? It's like y'all with the – I understand when there's a football team, you got your team you like, but we're talking about our games. This is $60 you're dropping. Make sure that it's going to be good and you're not playing the same game over. If I sit down to play a game, like if I'm playing – same. Put it this way. If I walk up to a screen, if I'm standing from a distance, after a while, Battlefield looks just like Call of Duty, looks just like Rainbow Six Vegas, looks just like Medal of Honor.
But you named me an original game you've played recently. That's completely original. Nobody else has ever done it before. Yeah, that's what I thought.
No, I'm thinking because I have played some original games that somebody hasn't done before. Give me a second. Because I got a whole bunch of them running through my head. Actually, it was on iPad. What the hell is the name of that game?
You know, it doesn't matter what proof you get. This is why I don't bother arguing with Blaster. Because it doesn't matter what evidence you give him, what proof. Show him concrete
You are
proof.
Right.
He'll be like, nah, that's not right. Mm-mm. That ain't right.
And the fact that he doesn't play anything else but those two games don't really help
I play all kinds of games. I play all kinds of games.
You name me with another game you played.
I play. How about I'll tell you the original game that I play that uh-oh. Nobody else has really done. Gary's Mod. I've been playing that a lot lately.
You sure as hell don't play WoW.
That's a completely original. It's a completely original game. Yeah, I don't play WoW. Mr. Pandera pissed me off, and I'm not playing. I cannot wait for April.
Then why the hell did
that was before Mr. Pandera hit. That's why. I was all super excited, and Mr. Pandera took the wind out of my sails. I hate that. I hate it already.
Yes, I do want to bitch. Can I bitch about WoW really quickly?
Oh, okay. So, okay. That's fine.
Now, wait a minute. wait a minute. See, me and Jay are arguing. We're going to talk about this tomorrow while we're killing zombies. There's a lot somebody can do with the motion controller. That's the problem. The developers
like you. I know
what
they can
like
do with the motion controller. Okay.
Yes. There's a lot you can do with the motion controller that the developers are afraid. Anytime you put something new in front of our current generation of developers, they're so used to things being this way, they can't think any other way. It was amazing even that they did some of the things they tried to do, certain things they messed up. Remember, we were talking about this morning. This is the two differences. A Harry Potter game created on Xbox with the Kinect and the one created on the Wii are two entirely different games where the developers, when they had the Harry Potter they did on the Wii, was brilliant. I didn't meet a kid or an adult that came to my house that had seen a Harry Potter movie that didn't love the Wii version. The Kinect version was horrible because the developer didn't know what to do with this system,
yep,
or this controller thing, whereas these guys over here with the motion controller and the sensor bar made it an experience like you were really in the movie. Remember I was saying this morning you did the wand movements with the Wiimote, and
yes,
it worked perfect. So it's all about who can you get that can think differently, but unfortunately we haven't gotten that. I don't know where this group of developers is going to come from that's going to be able to understand what this sensor bar is and what a motion controller is and what you can do with it. There's a ton of things you can do.
Well, I'm just going to tell you this, that there is some interesting stuff coming out. I have been keeping, you know, paying attention to some new technology that's coming out. And there's a lot. There's going to be next year or year after, there's going to be some head tracking, head gaming software that's coming out. Valve's been working on something you put on your face, on glasses, like the Google glasses that you can play games with, though.
Oh, well, so Google's already beat them to it because that's part of the – thank you for reminding me of this story.
Yeah,
actually,
the Google Glasses thing?
Yeah. It's called Glass, and Diane von Furstenberg is the first person to get to wear them.
Furstenberg?
Yeah, Diane von Furstenberg. She's a fashion designer.
She's first, all right.
Diane is a mean bitch. But anyway, I love her. I love her to death. But she's Project Glass. They're wearable computer glasses. They give you information on the screen. So, yeah, that's already out. So it's not a next year thing. It's now. So it's a matter of who's going to pick it up and run with it after this. That's if Google lets them have it. Because, you know, Google's going to use it.
I have to bitch.
Go ahead.
Okay. Because y'all been bitching all the time, and I want to bitch. First of all, wow, what the hell? Why am I getting disconnected from the server every time I go over specific spots in world? That should not happen, okay? And the devs know what's going on because one of them was like, oh, yeah, let me just move you to another spot so you can log back in. What? Second of all, why do all my profession, my recipes in my profession box keep getting duplicated every time I do something weird in my UI? That should not happen. Why is all this shit going wrong after Mr. Pandaria? Did you not test it? Did you not check for the bugs?
Cut him.
Oh, my God.
In honor of you, Corey, I'm playing the theme song that helps sell Borderlands. That's all I'm saying.
Are we supposed to be impressed?
I'm just saying. It's a great game.
I don't dislike Borderlands because you know why? Because I played it. The games I named, you never played. When you play APB, right, then you and I can actually have a dialogue.
All right. But that means it's the end of the show. We can't stop arguing. Tune in tomorrow to hear the news. Most likely I'll be back in doing the news, and I'll be confused again because it's daytime and I have to be good. Yeah, that's right. You can actually find us on iTunes. Download us there. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/gamergirlsradio. Listen to us anytime. Look up old shows, you know, because that's just how cool we are. Favorite us if you like us, and favorite us if you don't, because that's how we roll. Say goodnight, bitches.
You're all wrong, Corey. You're wrong.
Shut up, bitch.
I was sitting in my house, the day was winding down and coming to an end. And so I turned to the TV and flipped it over to the news, and what I saw I almost couldn't comprehend. I saw a preacher man in custody taking money from the church. He stuffed his bank account with righteous dollar bills. But even still I can't say much because I know we're all the same. Oh yes, we all seek out to satisfy those thrills. You know there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. We got bills to pay. Nothing in this world for free. I know we can't slow down, we can't hold back, but you know we wish we could. I know there ain't no rest for the wicked.
I know you are, but what am I?
Cut it.
A bitch.